New York commuters breathing easier. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, after police announced the arrest of a man suspected of shooting 10 people on a subway train in Brooklyn on Tuesday.
We got it.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams announcing that Frank R. James was arrested by authorities after he was officially named a suspect in the incident that saw smoke canisters set off before shots were fired on a subway train in Brooklyn. NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell said the arrest was made
at the corner of St. Mark's Place and First Avenue in Manhattan. He was taken into custody without incident.
He is being charged with committing a violent attack on mass transit. A conviction carries up to life in prison. The FBI and ATF were partners in the arrest. Authorities still believe James acted alone, but the investigation is continuing.
Fox's Gernal Scott in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
What do we want? Justice! What do we want?
Hundreds of people taking to the streets Wednesday evening to protest the shooting death by police of a black motorist during a traffic stop.
This is a difficult day. My heart goes out to the family of Patrick Leoya.
Grand Rapids Police Chief Eric Winstrom. Police have released a dash cam footage that seems to show Leola being shot in the head while laying face down on the ground after a scuffle for an officer's taser. That officer now on administrative leave. The requirement to wear masks on airplanes and other forms of public transit that was to expire next week continued till at least May 3rd.
That is an additional 15 days past the original deadline, which was set for April 18, when it was supposed to expire. CDC officials say they're concerned about increases in the average of daily cases this month, driven by the highly infectious Omicron subvariant BA2.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Several of the airlines say their crews are being put at risk by enforcing an unpopular mandate. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Another report on inflation Wednesday as the Labor Department said producer prices, that is prices at the wholesale level, were up more than 11% last month from March of last year. That's an all-time record and may color some of the upcoming midterm political campaigns.
The inflation surge means Democrats in battleground districts must choose whether to embrace the president and controversial policies or run away. But analysts note that Democrats are wary of cozying up to an unpopular president. That's why Republicans boast about their electoral prospects. The president's party almost always loses seats in the first midterm. Republicans must only flip a handful of House seats and net one Senate seat to control Congress. In politics, it's best to under-promise and over-deliver. Some Republicans fear a GOP cockiness could make their voters complacent and stay home.
Fox's Chad Pergram at the Capitol. The White House announcing another $800 million package of Ukrainian military aid for the first time to include helicopters. An estimated 500 Russian sailors have been evacuated from a guided missile cruiser in the Black Sea off the coast of Odessa. Ukrainian forces claim they've struck the ship with two missiles. Russia says the ship was damaged by an onboard fire which detonated ammunition on board. U.S. cyber defenders say they've discovered and stopped malicious software targeting the U.S. energy sector. In Texas, a little girl who doctors said wouldn't survive is home from the hospital.
3-year-old Tinsley Lewis is now healthy enough to be cared for at home. That's according to the group Texas Right to Life, an anti-abortion organization. They joined Tinsley's mother to wage a legal battle to keep doctors from removing her from life-saving treatment after she was born premature in February of 2019. Tinsley had been hospitalized at Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth. She's now receiving her care at home. Tom Graham, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.